From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A U.S. appeals court today rejected the Trump administration's request to immediately reinstate a travel ban. President Trump criticized a federal judge who temporarily blocked his ban on travel to the U.S. from seven predominantly Muslim countries, warning that the ruling will allow what he called bad people to enter the U.S. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence.
The executive order that he put into effect was legal, it was appropriate, and our administration is going to be using all legal means at our disposal to challenge the judge's order.
As they have lately, anti-Trump protesters took to the streets. This woman was outside Mr. Trump's Florida vacation home.
It's hard to pick one thing that people are upset about. I feel like our rights are under attack from all angles. It seems like a shock and awe campaign designed to dishearten us, but we're not going to be disheartened. And we feel like Donald Trump does not deserve a vacation here. We don't get a vacation from the attack on our rights, the attack on our liberties, the attack on our lives.
The president continues to have phone conversations with world leaders. He spoke with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, seeking to reassure him of continued U.S. support as government forces and pro-Russia rebels battle near the Russian border. President Donald Trump says that though he respects Russian President Vladimir Putin, they may not necessarily get along. When asked about atrocities committed by Putin in the past and how Trump could respect him knowing this history, the president likened Russia to the United States. Responding to these comments on CNN, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he does not think there is any equivalency between the U.S. and Putin. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.